I'm Olga Kramer with Montana News. Tags sold out quickly today for a special deer hunt to learn how far chronic wasting disease has spread in Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Greg Lemon with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says the tags went fast Monday morning.
We had 600 licenses available for whitetail and 600 for mule deer. And all 1,200 total sold out just a little after 8 o'clock.
The hunt, which begins this Friday and lasts until February 15th, follows the first finding of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, among wild deer in Montana this fall. Lemon says every animal killed during the special hunt must be sampled for the disease within 72 hours. Results can be expected 2 weeks later.
So whether that's liberalizing seasons and tags or redoing season structures in certain hunting districts, that'll all be something that the public has ample opportunity to comment on.
Hunters who shoot CWD-positive deer during the special hunt will be given a replacement tag to take another deer, but only during that hunt. Whole carcasses, heads, and spinal columns won't be allowed outside the designated area in order to prevent the disease's spread. Lemon says the hunt will help them figure out how many deer are infected with CWD, and that will help the state prepare a long-term management strategy, aided with ample public input.
So whether that's liberalizing seasons and tags or redoing season structures in certain hunting districts, that'll all be something that the public has ample opportunity to comment on.
The hunt zone spans more than 1,200 square miles south of Laurel, where this fall FWP officials found 6 cases of chronic wasting disease. Another CWD-infected deer was found in the northern part of the state. But Lemon says there are currently no plans for a hunt there. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
For more Montana news and updates, visit our website at mtpr.org, follow us on Instagram, or find us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.